A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. I'm speaking on pursuit. It is very important for a man that will arrive at anywhere great in life to be a man of pursuit. You may have a purpose in life. You may have a destination in mind. But if you don't rise up to pursue that purpose, to strive to get to that destination, you will not get anywhere. Again, I am saying, it is not enough to have a dream. It is not enough to have a purpose. It is not enough to have a destination in mind. It is vitally important to pursue that dream, that purpose, that destination. This involves striving. This involves pressing. This involves striving and disciplining yourself to arrive at that place. Do not forget, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and in verse 24, Paul the Apostle wrote and he said, "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it." There is a way a man runs and yet he does not obtain it. But you are to run in such a way that you may obtain it. And it is my prayer that you will obtain your purpose. You will obtain your dream. You will obtain your desires in the name of Jesus. Pursuit. What exactly is pursuit? What does it mean to pursue? Six things that pursuit means. Number one, pursuit is taking practical and pragmatic steps in the direction of your divine purpose and destiny. Don't forget, the number one thing in the three-point strategy to maximize your life is to find your purpose. It is important for you to find your purpose, to know where you are going in life and why you are going to that destination. Why are you heading in that direction? That is the question of purpose. And so it is important for you, having found your purpose or the direction your life should go, to take practical steps in the direction of that purpose. As a young secondary school leaver, do you desire a university education? Now, pursuit is you taking practical and pragmatic steps in the direction of that dream, of that goal, of that purpose. And so you take steps by obtaining your JAMB form, but then you go to work to look for something to do, to earn some amount of money. And then with the money you have earned, you are not buying phone, you are not buying data, you are not buying clothes, but you are using the money to buy JAMB form and then to write JAMB examination. They are taking practical and pragmatic steps in the direction of your goal. Having passed JAMB examination, you are proceeding to the university of your choice that has listed you for admission for screening. And so you take these practical steps. You cannot stay at home, fold your hands and say to yourself, "I have scored 300 plus in JAMB." And so to hell with the post-UTME screening of the university of your choice. And no, sir, you've got to take practical steps in the direction of that dream. That is pursuit. And so what are you willing to do to pursue your goal in life? Are you taking practical steps? Are you taking pragmatic steps in the direction of your destiny? Listen to me. If you have a goal, a purpose, and you were told to produce 500 or 100 mangoes, and then you start looking around for apples, and you are coming back with 100 apples, you have failed woefully. You have not taken steps in the direction of your destiny or your purpose. Your purpose is to bring 100 mangoes and not apples. You have done something, but you have not done the main thing in the direction of your destiny. So taking practical and pragmatic steps in the direction of your divine purpose and destiny is what I mean by pursuit. Number two, pursuit is running with a vision. Running with a vision and running to obtain. Run with that vision that God has given to you. Hear what God told the prophet Habakkuk. Habakkuk in chapter number 2 and in verse number 2, he said, "Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it." Run with the vision. God has given a vision. There's a vision ahead of you or before you. Then pursuit is running with that vision. running to obtain a goal, running to press to the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. Don't forget, Paul said you should run in order to obtain. Run that you may obtain. Everybody runs, but not everybody obtains. Not everybody is rewarded, but you are to run to obtain, and that is pursuit. Running with the aim of obtaining, and that is purpose. And may you obtain as you run in the name of Jesus. What is pursuit? Number three, pursuit is being proactive and not just reactive with your life. Be proactive with life. Don't be reactive. These are the two categories of people that live. People who react to life and people who respond to life. The people who respond are proactive in their approach. People who react are the reactive people. They are the ones who react to the events of life. The reactive people are the people who let life happen to them. They let life happen. Whatever happens, that is what they accept. That is what they take. Things happen to them. So they are in subjection to circumstances of life and circumstances of destiny. They are product of circumstances. Circumstances rule their lives and their destinies. On the other hand, the proactive people are those who make life happen. They take steps. They make things happen. They condition and create their circumstances. They do not allow things to create them. They create their change. They create their circumstances. They create the things they are looking forward to in life. They know that life may not give them what they deserve, but what they are willing to go after. And so they produce their circumstances. They make life happen. These are the proactive people. So pursuit in life is being proactive. Don't just wait for life and events to happen. Go out and create your event. Go out and make life happen. Go out and make change happen. That is being proactive about life. That is responding to events in life and being proactive. That is pursuit. Number four, pursuit is pressing towards the mark. In Philippians chapter 3 and in verse number 14, Paul the apostle said, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press towards the mark. I press towards the goal. Press. There must be a pressing. Every man of destiny is a man who presses. The man of pursuit is a man who strains himself, who stretches himself. He presses in order to arrive at the place that he is going. There is the need for you to keep pressing. Pressing is not going to be conducive. Pressing is not going to be easy, but you've got to do it with all that you've got, with every strength in you. Muster all the strength and the energy that you've got in you. Stretch yourself, strain yourself to achieve or arrive at the place of your divine destiny. That is pursuit. Number five, pursuit is also trading your talent or selling your wares. Trade your talent. Every one of us has got talents from God. Maybe one, maybe two, maybe five, maybe 10. In the parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25, from verse 15 to verse 18, the word of God makes it clear that God gave to every man according to his several ability. The man who had got five talents went and he traded with his five, and he made five more, 100% gain. The man who had got two talents did the same, and he also made an 100% gain. The man who got one did not do anything. He did not trade his talent. He hid his talent. The first two pursued their destiny. They were men of pursuit. The third man did not pursue his destiny. He had a talent, but he did not trade that talent. You've got talent, dear listener. Go and trade your talent. Go and do something with that talent that God has given to you, and go and win more. Go and make a 100% gain, 100% profit on the talent that God has given to you. Don't forget, God is not a waster of resources. Every talent he has given to you, you will give account of those talents, of those gifts, of the grace that God has given to you. Go out and trade your gift, trade your talent, and return with testimonies. May the Lord help you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. I'd like you to receive the grace this morning. Lord, I receive grace, the grace to pursue my purpose, to take practical steps in the direction of my purpose and destiny. I receive the grace not to sleep when I should be walking. I receive that grace to press on. I receive that grace to run and to obtain. I receive the grace to be proactive and not reactive, to make life happen, to create my change. I receive that grace to press towards the mark. I receive that grace to trade my talent in the name of Jesus. I receive the grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to pray and say, Father, help me not to run another man's race. Help me not to run in another man's lane. Help me not to labor for others in the name of Jesus. Our Father in heaven, I pray, help me not to run another man's race. Help me not to run on another man's lane. Help me not to labor for another in the name of Jesus. Help me not to be distracted from my purpose, from my dream, from my goals in the name of Jesus. I receive help of you, the living God, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to pray and say, Father, let my life produce profit. Let my destiny produce profit. Let me be productive and be profitable to the glory of your name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that in life and in destiny, I will be productive and be profitable. Let my life be productive and be profitable to the glory of your name. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. May your life be productive. May your life be profitable. And may your profiting appear to all in the name of Jesus. May you not run another man's race. May you not run on another man's lane or track. May you run your own race and may you run and obtain in the precious name of Jesus. I pray in the name that is above all names that the grace of God will be sufficiently available for you to run, to obtain, and to be productive and be profitable in life and in destiny. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Join us this morning for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join the service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. For your question, for your comment, for your counseling needs or testimonies, get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, wishing you a very glorious Sunday, and the Lord bless you.